That younger brother, who's leading thousands of law enforcement officers on a manhunt, does not seem to be the same person described by his family, friends, and employers. He's said to be nice, outgoing, successful. Acquaintances are having a hard time reconciling his alleged deeds with the person they know. NPR's Richard Knox tells us more about Jahar Tsarnaev.
In the high school photos that began to surface today, Tsarnaev looks like the earnest, innocent student athlete that his aunt Merit says he still is.
He's studying at the university. Very smart boy. You know, they've always been involved in sports.
Merit Tsarnaev is a lawyer in Toronto who's convinced that her nephew Jokhar and his 26-year-old brother Tamerlan couldn't possibly have planted the bombs at the Boston Marathon finish line last Monday.
It's not like they would be sitting there and plotting something against humanity. That is not true. That cannot be the case. This is beyond my belief. This is totally beyond my belief.
Well, you might think she's family, so it's understandable. But Jokhar's best buddies have trouble believing it, too.
I'm still shocked. I can't accept it.
That's Zolan Young, a Northeastern University student who palled around with Jokhar Tsarnaev at Cambridge Rinzen Latin School in Cambridge.
I actually lived 2 blocks from him, and we were actually, I would say, very, very good friends through all 4 years of high school. To be honest, we were both student-athletes. This was someone that I could always count on.
The guy Young knows was a star wrestler, a funny, unassuming buddy who was always ready for a pickup basketball game, a pretty smart guy who entertained ideas of becoming a doctor.
Jahar never shown any signs of being violent or mean in any way, and really, I can't emphasize just how much of a courteous guy that he really was.
Jokhar Tsarnaev was also a model employee. 2.5 years ago, when he was almost 17, George McMaster's hired him as a lifeguard at Blodgett Pool, Harvard University's big aquatics center.
You know, he was a good kid, quiet, showed up on work on time, watched the water, and never had a problem with him. It's very shocking. And, I mean, myself and everyone that worked with him is in disbelief.
But Gilbelter Jr. has a different take on Tsarnaev, a post-bombing memory. Junior runs an auto body shop across from where Tsarnaev used to live. He brought his Mercedes into Junior's shop earlier this month.
Which I was supposed to start the job on Wednesday, and he came on Tuesday and said, I wanted the car right now. I said, man, I didn't even start working on the car yet. I already removed the bumper. You know, I removed the tail lights out of the car, and he said, I don't care. I need the car right now.
On Tuesday, a day after the bombs that Tsarnaev and his brother are suspected of setting off, killing 3 and injuring more than 180 others, the 19-year-old, who knew Junior well, seemed strikingly nervous.
I thought he was on drugs, to be honest with you. He was biting his nails like he wanted to eat his fingers.
When the FBI posted photos of the Tsarnaev brothers on Thursday, Junior didn't recognize his customer. But this morning, when he saw a clear front-on picture of Jokhar, the mechanic knew right away who it was and called the FBI to tell about his Tuesday encounter. And today, it seems that everybody in the world still has a lot to learn about this desperate young man whose story we're all caught up in. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.